Church, happy Good Friday. Welcome to this incredible service. It's really a beautiful piece of the gospel that we are called as believers to embrace not only life, but death. To have death as an important piece of the gospel story is so beautiful. Pastor Rob said it as he began, as he was opening up in scripture, sharing that yes, Christmas is incredible and it celebrates the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, but Easter is more so. The fact that our Savior came to earth and walked willingly towards the cross, church, this is different. It's appropriate today to think about death. It's appropriate today to sit in this space. Mourning, although painful and difficult, is not wrong. Grieving, although it can be hard to walk that path, is right. And sitting in sadness is not something that we should encourage each other to fast forward through. There is something beautiful about remembering the lives that God has surrounded us with. Each and every one of us will experience life, and each and every one of us will experience death. And I'm thankful today that our Bibles, that the gospel speaks on this subject, not only in how to live, but also in what to expect in death. Now, I know nothing about yours except for what will happen the immediate second after. In the moment that we breathe our last breath here on earth, we will breathe our first in the presence of the Lord. Standing before him. In fact, Jesus, the Son of God, described this moment in Luke chapter 8, verses 17. Jesus, speaking to the disciples, said, "Nothing is concealed that won't be revealed, and nothing hidden that won't be made known and brought to light." Now, this scripture can be difficult. Immediately, our minds can drift to all the things that we hide, all the things that we have concealed. Standing before the Lord in those final days as he reads out to us and walks us through our own lives. Our immediate thoughts can be to those areas in which we lack. Those areas in which God will reveal how far short that we have fallen. But church, today, as we talk about what our Savior did on the cross, it is important for us to remember that as we draw close to God, he draws close to us. And as we stand in front of him, we don't have to stand afraid and concerned or scared. We don't have to focus on those areas where we fall short, whether it be in faithfulness or love or trust. I know personally, in these areas, I fall woefully short. I'm guilty of unfaithfulness towards God, of loving other things above him, even trusting in stuff at times more than him. But not only is God good, he is holy. Because of this holiness, he will not ignore these things about us. He won't just push them aside and excuse them. But through the Gospels, we have an understanding of a deepening revelation of how God will truly see us. See, when Jesus came, he did something different. Where we could not rise to him, he instead drew near to us. When we are undone with no way to return, Jesus came to save us to the uttermost. Where God and humanity were infinitely apart, Jesus united each of us in an unbreakable unity. Jesus died our death, shed his blood for where we fall short, perfected in his righteousness and perfecting that in us. So that on that day when we stand before God and there is nothing between us except for what is absolutely true, church, hear this today. Here is the singular hope, is that our anchor, our faith is not anchored in what we have done, but in what Christ has done on the cross. See, as we stand before the Lord, the author of Hebrews, he describes us this way, is that when God looks down at us, as we have faith in God, it actually says that God sees us as perfected. How is it that he can see us this way? Well, the only way that he can do that is if he views us through the lens of his Son. In Exodus chapter 12, verses 12 to 13, God was speaking to Moses. And he said, on that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of the people and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. Verse 13, but the blood of the lamb will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. This is the promise that we have in the Passover celebration. It was read for us today that as Jesus and the disciples were around the table, he began to change the sacraments that were presented in the Passover celebration. It was no longer the unleavened bread and the manna that they had in the wilderness that would be their sustenance. No, now it was the very body of Christ that was broken for them. It was no longer simply the blood that was spread over the doorposts that would allow God's judgment to pass over. No, now it would be the blood of the one true Lamb spread over our lives that would allow God's judgment to pass over. Church, this is where we stand. Not in the confidence of what it is that we've done. See, this is where Christianity stands apart. There is no way for us to earn our just place in front of God as he seats on the throne. The only way that we are able to approach that throne in confidence is through Christ. Through the sacrifice that was made for us, on behalf of us, not by us. Our role to play on this Good Friday is thanks. Our role to play on this Good Friday is reflection of how without our Savior, there would be no way. But because of our God, one day when we see him face to face, we can confidently approach the throne, not because of what we've done, but because of who walks beside us. Through us and with us every moment of every day. This morning, we sit in remembrance, we sit in mourning, we sit in grief, but we are also seated in a confidence that is unshakable. A confidence that has changed and shaped the world. For over 2,000 years, as that veil was torn in the temple, church, God is for us. He is with us. And he invites us into the throne room. With confidence, we can stand before God, standing on the fact of the finished work of the cross. Because of Christ, we can draw near to the throne of grace. Because of Jesus and his blood poured out for us, there is nothing except for what is true now between us and God. And what is true is his Son and him crucified. In just a moment, our worship team will lead us in one more chorus. But before we do, we're going to go into a moment of praise and a moment of prayer. Church, it's his death in exchange of our own that gives me today my assurance of faith. Let's pray. God, for those in this room that know you and have called you by name, Savior, King, Friend, Merciful One. Lord Jesus, this morning we remember. We stand in gratefulness, Lord Jesus, for who you are. Because of who you are, Lord God, not just in the time of our death, but even today, Lord God, we can stand in your presence in confidence, knowing, Lord God, that you don't see us for our faults and where it is that we lack, but you see us through the lens of your Son. And so, God, today we say thank you. Thank you for sending your Son for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for willingly walking towards the cross. Thank you, Lord God, that your blood was poured out in our stead. Thank you for this free gift, Lord Jesus, the invitation to believe and know that you are God. Thank you, Lord God, that in that moment of belief, in that moment of confession, that you are who you say that you are, that you forgive us of all of our sins. Thank you, Lord God, that that punishment that we should have paid has already been paid in full. Lord God, for those in this room or online that don't know you yet, Lord God, may this be an invitation. May this be a moment of surrender, a moment to recognize, God, that they don't have to bear the burden of trying to be enough, but simply recognizing that if you are who you say that you are, if you did go to the cross and die, Lord Jesus, for our sins, then in this moment we can be free. And so, God, my prayer today is that everyone in the sound of my voice would confess with their mouths and in their hearts that you are Lord. And whether that be the first time or maybe many times that we've done it, Lord, may we testify that because of that sacrifice, we are free. And we declare this today in your heavenly name. Amen. Amen. Amen.